We are excited today to bring into membership Tina and Tom and Jamie into full membership of this church. And of course, we have these youngsters here. I was able to coach this one. Yeah, youngsters. And so I got to know him really well, really quick this summer. But Kenton and Paul and, of course, David and Stephen are coming in as preparatory members. And this is a good time to say, if you are sixth grade or above, we're going to begin confirmation next year. So be looking for that as I try to find out how many we have that will be in confirmation. Even if you're an adult and have never gone through something like that, I invite you to be a part of that. So I just want to also say, I want to remind you of your responsibility and commitment to all the children and youth of this church community. We will covenant together, and we have covenanted together for all of the children and youth here, but we will covenant together to help raise and be Christian examples to Kenton and Paul and David and Stephen. All right, can you guys turn this way so I can... Tom and Tina and Jamie, you are baptized Christians and are presently members of other United Methodist churches. We have Edwards, UMC, and of course the United Methodist Church of the Crossroads is where Jamie is coming from. But for the good of this community as well as for ourselves, I want to ask you some questions this morning. On behalf of the whole church, I ask you again, do you understand that there are evil powers in this world creating brokenness and suffering, working against God's plan of healing and wholeness? And do you pledge to daily ask for forgiveness for any thought, word, or action of your very own that creates brokenness rather than wholeness? Do you accept the freedom, power, and responsibility God gives you to resist this evil that creates injustice and oppression? Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to daily and in every situation serve Him as your Lord, working together with the church, which Jesus has opened to all people, no matter what age, race, or social standing? Will you remain faithful members of Jesus Christ's Holy Church and serve as His representatives and examples in the world? All right. As members of First Church, will you be faithful to participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your tithe, and your service? Church community, would you please rise at this time? Members of the household of God, those who have a spiritual heritage with Kenton, Paul, David, and Stephen, this local church community, do you, as Christ's body, the church, reaffirm both your rejection of sin and your commitment to Christ? Also, recognizing that there are many persons who touch the lives of children beyond their parents, and recognizing that in many ways the church community has as much influence as parents and immediate family, do you, First Church community, promise to help support Tom and Tina and myself and Jamie, and give your time, your protection, your guidance, and your love, providing Kenton, Paul, David, and Stephen with further opportunities to explore their growing relationship with God? We promise. I also entrust these adults to your love and care. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, perfect them in love, and show them how a true family of God stands with them in the crossroads of life. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love as worshipers together with you in the body of Christ and in this community of the First United Methodist Church of Warsaw. Your decision to become members of this church community, we prayerfully support you and look forward to our journey together. The God of all grace, who has called us to eternal glory in Jesus Christ, establish you and strengthen you by the power of the Holy Spirit, that with God's power and freedom, you may live in grace and peace. Amen. Let's give these folks a warm Warsaw welcome. Would you guys mind? Song and praise, and in bringing in new members to our church family, will you please expound your joy in the tithes and the offerings that you bring forward? Will the ushers please come forward? Please be seated. Thank you all.